Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Well, as you've been hearing in the headlines, tens of thousands of Palestinians crossed back to northern Gaza today after Israel finally opened military checkpoints that had divided the territory for 15 months. It's estimated that over 200,000 people crossed into the north of Gaza so far on Monday, with many returning to nothing more than ruins and the prospect of looking for the bodies of relatives. There are also fears among Palestinians about comments made by US President Donald Trump about cleaning out Gaza by moving up to 1.5 million Palestinians to neighbouring Arab countries. Well, for reaction to all of this, I'm joined by the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland, Dr. Gilan Wahba Abdelmajid. Dr. Abdelmajid, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac. Thank you.
And we might come to some of that detail that we heard in the headlines, first of all, and the hostage release. There have been fears that some of the children, the babies or toddlers that are among the hostages, that they might be among the dead. Is there any, we know that 8 have been confirmed dead of the 33 hostages, but is there any fear on your side that that might be the case?
To be honest, what I'm feared and my concern is about my people, about 1.9 million Palestinians, that they will come back to, as you said, ruins. They are not sure about if they have houses. Actually, it's 92% of the Gaza houses have been demolished.
I do understand that. I promise.
I will talk about my people. I mean, about the hostage, the deal that was signed between Israel and Hamas. I don't have details. Yeah, okay. But I mean, listen.
You don't want to talk about the fear that the babies might be among the dead.
No. I'm talking about the fears. Like today, there was a woman that she was pregnant and she realized as soon as she arrived to Gaza that her husband was dead among the people who were killed. I'm concerned about the children and how many thousands of children that have been killed. I do care about any children on this world that has the right to live secure. I do care about other children. I do care about people has the right to live in peace and security. Anyone, the children, the women, the adults, everyone has the right to be in to live in secure. It's not a matter of Israelis or Palestinians. But look at the Palestinians. How many thousands, 17,000 children have been killed? Why?
Okay. Can I ask you about it's more than 200,000 people, Palestinians, are trying to get into northern Gaza at the moment. Can you talk to me about those people and what they're returning to?
They are returning to ruins, but they're returning to their lands. This is the most important thing for any Palestinians who were forcibly displaced in the last 15 months. They wanted to come back to see if there is any relatives still under the rubble, if there is any home left for them. They wanted to come back to their homes. You know, it's very important. The most important thing for any Palestinian is that he's coming back home. Home might be demolished, might be ruins, but they will sit in their lands because this is where they belong. This is the most important thing for all those thousands of Palestinians who walked tens of kilometers from the south to the north. But some of them, we hear just that they died because they are tired, exhausted. I mean, you know that the first hours, Israel didn't allow people to use any vehicles. So they are walking long distances. So the cruelty itself, even though moving from the south to the north for nothing. There is no water, there is no roads, there is no electricity, there is nothing there. And still, or after the 15 months, they wanted to come back to their land.
And return to rubble. Much of it is rubble. I mean, how will that be rebuilt, those homes, I wonder, and the infrastructure?
They definitely, we need the international community support. I mean, nothing without the support of the international community to bring first of all, the shelters will be provided to the Palestinians until the whole process will be, but without an agreement over a political solution, I don't think anyone will pay euro or $1 to build Gaza. So the most important thing after this deal is to have a political solution.
Well, there's certainly no agreement on a political solution. They're certainly opining, though. You heard the US President Donald Trump speculating or thinking aloud about a possible clean out of Gaza by moving up to 1.5 million Palestinians to neighboring Arab countries. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, first of all, the Palestinian leadership, they reject these plans, and the Egyptians and the Kingdom of Jordan leadership, all of them, they reject these plans. And you know what, I might say something like, for 15 months, all those 2 million Palestinians who endure the bombardment, the killing, the savagery, do you think while they are steadfast and they remain in their land after the ceasefire, anyone will force them to leave? I don't think so. We have to think in a different way. Those people who suffer the pain and the savagery during the past 15 months, I don't think that after the ceasefire, anyone will force them to move.
But Donald Trump has previously spoken about Gaza as a great location, quote unquote, beside the sea, good sun all year round. I mean, what do you think his plans are?
He can plan, but for me as a Palestinian, for my people, nobody can uproot us from this land. This there we belong. This is our land, and no one on earth, like, you know, all the plans since 15 months, for the past 15 months, they put so many plans, general plans, Israeli plan, Americans plan, international, whoever plans. All these plans failed. You know why? Because these people, you cannot uproot the Palestinian from their land.
He obviously believes that there's a big problem in terms of governing Gaza. And that's the later phase of this ceasefire deal. The international community, along with the Palestinians and the Israelis, need to figure out who will govern Gaza. And they're not. They don't want to countenance Hamas having a part in that, do they?
Like, listen, this is only sole representative and legitimate representative of the Palestinian people is the Palestinian. It's the PLO. It's the State of Palestine. It's the Palestinian government.
Is it Hamas?
This is the PLO, the Palestinian Authority, the Palestinian government, the Palestinian leadership, whom I represent, the Palestinian. This is the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinian people, and it's according to the UN resolutions, it's according to the international community. This is who represent the Palestinian. This is what should be given the legitimacy to be there. This is what Israel is weakened every day in the West Bank after what we see from these settlers and the raid of the Israeli army. This is the only representative of the Palestinian people, and they should resume their responsibility, as they didn't actually stop it even since Hamas took over Gaza. The Palestinian Authority is still there. We have employees that are taking salaries, and we have, like, Ministry of Health, Ministry of Social Welfare, Ministry of Education, all of these ministries, and it's our staff, our employees who are working there. Mm-hmm. So this is what should be there. It's the representative, the legitimate representative of the Palestinian people.
Okay, Palestinian Ambassador to Ireland, Dr. Gilan Wahba Abdelmajid, thank you very much.